Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip it responsibly.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's sound.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. A terrific day yesterday all around for the Bears. A big win in St. Louis, and they won by quite a bit. And also for Jay Cutler, had himself a really nice game and has been improving this season, says head coach John Fox.
I think he's playing the quarterback position exceptionally well. You know, I think he's converted this on third down, although yesterday wasn't our highest totals in that area. We've tried to eliminate the turnovers, whether it be sack fumbles or interceptions, getting this in the right play.
Cutler threw for 345 yards, also a couple of touchdowns. Their next opponent, the Broncos, and Peyton Manning is not going to play because of a plantar fascia tear. Brock Osweiler will start instead. And for safety, TJ Ward of the Broncos, he's not going to be suspended despite an illegal hit that he delivered yesterday, but reportedly will be fined. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo should be cleared to practice Wednesday and play on Sunday. Coming back from a broken collarbone, Dallas is 0-7 since he's been down. Saints head coach Sean Payton today said that Rob Ryan still is his defensive coordinator, despite rumors that he's about to lose that job. Basketball, the Bulls will take on the Pacers tonight at the United Center. The tip will be at 7 o'clock. And winners of the American League and National League Rookies of the Year to be announced shortly. Chris Bryant is a finalist for that. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. In real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your home for all the football action. College or pro, they show all the games on over 50 high-def TVs and large screen. You can win a jersey during all Chicago pro games. And don't miss a UFC fight Saturday. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. 670 weather, cloudy, chance of rain, low of 49. Windy with some rain tomorrow, high in the upper 50s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Matt Bowen.
You're starting to see little things on both sides of football, like you said, blocking downfield. On defense, you're not seeing the lows. You're seeing guys run to the football. You're seeing players play within the system. You know, just do your role on that play. Okay, that means you're not getting the football on offense. So go down there and block. Okay, on defense, if it's a runaway, you still got to take the correct angle. You still got to play with eyes. You still have to track the football. Okay, you still have to fit up front. If you're a two-gap player up front, then stand up that offensive lineman. Allow those linebackers, like we saw yesterday, the guy like Shane Collins, run to the football. Okay, it's the little things that they're doing on both sides of the ball that is reflective of a coaching staff and, more importantly, a team that's buying into the coaching staff.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God, oh, wait. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
John Fox.
Langford playing so well. Is it going to be tricky when Forte comes back?
This is all tricky.
Again, didn't ask you that.
It's all a problem.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bores, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bores and Bernstein that I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, given the job he's done, I just wish I actually liked John Fox. I just can't.
He makes it very difficult.
Yeah, he makes it too difficult for me. It just offends my sensibilities. It just does. You know, it shouldn't. Because I'm distanced from it. We're far enough away from it, so it doesn't really... It just offends my sensibilities for all those involved.
We are awaiting news from MLB, the expected news regarding Chris Bryant being named NL Rookie of the Year. I don't know why he wouldn't be, because he was the best rookie in the National League. And just waiting to make that official. And I'm sure he gets a nice little contractual bonus. I don't know if there's anything in the standard contract that says that, because he hasn't gotten a chance to negotiate anything really on his own.
No.
But I don't know. Do most teams have something in there that, even though your agent hasn't been able to ask for something yet, that they give you a little something?
I'm not sure.
Are you just on your own to monetize it as best you can after that?
I'm not sure.
Because he does seem to have marketing opportunities.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
But then again, so did Ronda Rousey.
Well, but nobody's going to knock Chris Bryant out.
That woman might. That's some
that woman might. Which one? Rousey or the one that beat her? Holly, I mean, holy.
Did you watch any of that?
I saw
she
the end of it, yes.
Got
I was able.
Her ass kicked up and down, right and left, punched in the mouth over and over and over and over again until she was kicked in the head. I mean, just it's seriously like block a punch. It was
kicked
like a
in the hay.
It was like a Rocky movie.
I saw
movie.
The kick in the hay. In
it
the,
seriously was like it looked like a Rocky movie. It was boom, boom, then she's bleeding out her eyes, she's bleeding out her nose, she's bleeding out her mouth, and she's lying there.
But she's, unless you know, she's all right. Everything's
well,
that
fine. Didn't look all right. No, that looked like you just had somebody beat the piss out of you. I mean, what are you doing, Wagner? What is that? You're the baddest woman on the planet. She's like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, just repeatedly. It was comical. I don't have a dog in a fight. I don't.
No, I have care. No. I have no dog
I have
in that
no
fight.
No real interest in it. But I didn't know it happened until much later. And then I went back and I looked at all the vines that they're showing on Twitter and all every single video they're showing. And just, good God, woman, did move your face, put a hand up, do something, turn your back or something. You can't just stand there and punch me in the face again.
I generally think that when you're fighting a former boxer. Not like a dog. I mean, I think...
But as a former boxer.
You know, I think it... You know, a woman who made her living boxing, not in the UFC, I just think that's a... It's a problem.
It's, like all, everything. It's all a problem. Yeah,
don't you think?
This from Ian Rappaport. Rams coach Jeff Fisher announces that his starter this week will be Case Keenum. Case closed. You're starting Case Keenum? Rappaport says Nick Foles is not injured. This is Jeff Fisher making a quarterback change to Case Keenum.
The Bears would have been foolish to injure him. I mean, don't hurt him. Let him keep throwing.
Oh, my God. Don't hurt him. What are you? Seriously?
Case Keenum. That's a sentence you never think you see written.
Well, I didn't think he'd get in the game. I mean, we reached Case Keenum status in that game. They put him in. The human victory cigar was in there for the Bears. Ken is in Lake Geneva. He's on the score.
Awful. All of it.
Hey, guys. I love it. First of all, congratulations to Chris. He deserved every bit of that award that he won.
It hasn't won it yet. We're just talking about
we're putting it on hold.
The imminent
yeah.
announcement, because mm-hmm. it would be a big surprise if somebody else won it.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, okay. Well, I can live with that part of it, too, because I live up here in a little area called Walworth, Wisconsin. As you guys would say, they do raise some big here. These idiot Packers fans have just lost their damn minds about Aaron Rodgers and their Green Bay Packers. And first of all, I'd love to know which one of those idiots decided at that moment of silence to say, go Pack, go.
No, that's not what he said. He said Muslims suck.
Well, he said Muslims suck. There was a group of them that was getting ready to say, go Pack, go. And the one said, all Muslims must die or kill Muslims. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's the... And Aaron Rodgers rightly called that guy out and decried that kind of ridiculousness at a Packers game. Unfortunately, from what we hear, that it's he spoke for many, not Rodgers, but the screaming idiot. Apparently was representative of more than people would care to admit. And judging by the shameful performance of numerous governors around this country today, this is a really embarrassing day. This is a really, really embarrassing day. I think all of these governors should read what is written on the Statue of Liberty.
All the governors. How about more updates from Lake Geneva? Are you doing done?
I think we're done from Lake Geneva.
All right, Ken. Thank you for the update on Packer fans.
I want all of these posturing jingoistic buffoons to read what is on the Statue of Liberty and get back to me. I'd like to know your comment. Just read it, and then if you that vehemently disagree with what is literally on the Statue of Liberty, there's something broken. There's something just fundamentally
wrong. I think you need to further explain that.
Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses,
but
free, okay, et cetera.
Yeah, I know that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the other part that troubles you? What's the other part? I didn't hear the other part of it.
The other part of what?
That.
I'm saying that all of you know what the,
yeah, I know what you
they
mean.
They should read it and remember it because they're ignoring it. They've apparently changed it to get off my lawn, stay out of here. That's apparently null and void. What is actually on the statue now no longer applies.
Okay.
Which is insane. The founding principle of this country is now simply being flushed away for cheap transient political gain by angry demagogues, and it's unfortunate and embarrassing. So this is not a day where you can get too far from that Packer fan, because there's that Packer fan is everywhere, unfortunately, way too represented. And Aaron Rodgers did a stand-up thing by saying what he said. He's facing a backlash for it, but good on him. Good on Aaron Rodgers for pointing out what has become ugliness, not just from some random idiot football fan, but some people in positions of power where they can try to score cheap political points with the lowest common denominator on the shallowest possible level. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR, The Score. NIU Dave says someone did yell, go Pack, go. And someone yelled, show some respect. I think the Packer fans should be more worried about the direction of their team, really, than anything else that's going on.
I would be as well. If you whatever troubles you about that, I would just look at the field and go, what's wrong with us? And I can use the term us, because that's what they do.
Well, because many of them hold the owners.
Yeah. What's wrong with us? And I don't have the answer after 2 weeks of watching it. It's just stuck in the mud bad. And I wasn't sure they were any good, and now I'm pretty sure they're not what they used to be.
Once you lose the mystique, lose the edge a little bit, and
the guy nobody can see. You lose him, right. Your offensive lines need to be shuffled a couple of times this year. You're just not staying healthy. I mean, a lot of things are happening, but when you have the best quarterback in the game unable to do anything about it for 2 weeks in a row, basically.
Yeah, the big difference.
Yeah.
The big difference to me is that teams are realizing they're taking away what has been the most dangerous Aaron Rodgers weapon. And it's been either by the combination of a relentless pass rush. It's the scramble plays. It's taking away the guys coming back to the ball, the fire drill stuff, because that's where the Packers and where Aaron Rodgers has killed everybody is when he is left to his own devices, some of the playground stuff. That always ends well for the Packers. But guys are staying on their guys longer. Defenses are, whether it's coached or not, there is a simple understanding of don't let him, don't give him the extra time to find these guys. And it's, you're right, it's not Jordy Nelson with whom he had that sort of mind meld when it came to everything else.
That mind meld was he's 10 yards in front of everybody or back of everybody or aside of everybody when he catches the ball and you... What happened? And you don't have it.
Instinctively coming back to the play.
There's no deep plays. You don't have it. Where are you throwing it?
And I know they wanted to give Starks a shot. He's got nothing. There is no wiggle to his game. There's nothing.
Lacy's too fat and he's been really bad, so they're down to Starks. That's all.
Did they say he was too fat?
I can see.
Well, remember that whole controversy? Remember the picture of him?
Yeah, but that's when he was young. I mean, he's still...
They said he's not fat. He just photographs poorly, or he's big-boned or something.
He's all of that now. And maybe a few more Twinkies. I mean, he's... Look, he's not moving. Have you watched him run? He runs about 3 yards and he falls down. I mean, he's just not... Look, if you're looking for a power back, and that's what you need sometimes. You need a guy to break a tackle at the line. You need somebody to burst through there. And I agreed that the offensive line's not been very good. They've had troubles with injuries, as I said. A lot of things have happened. But when you start talking about the Packers, they're just not the same team in any way, shape, or form.
Bottom of the hour, Dan Wiederer is going to join us with his thoughts on the Bears. And all of this is context. You know, everything we're saying with the Packers and Brock Osweiler, you know, just the Case Keenum news, but...
You're coming here with Brock Osweiler.
But you're looking at...
what you're doing.
There's moving pieces here in an NFL that the Bears are moving up to as it is kind of coming back to them. No parades or anything like that.
No parade schedule.
Some realism based on what we're seeing in this wacky, wacky league that just never stops its wackiness. You got the score.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Cubs baseball on the radio.
I wish all of you could be right here at this moment. Unbelievable atmosphere.
Listen to every game here starting in spring of 2016 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by TiVo, makers of the world's first unified entertainment system, the all-new TiVo Bolt. It was that kind of Sunday. Though the Lions tried to give it away, they found a way to win in Lambeau for the first time since 1991. To top it all off, Kirk Cousins had a perfect passer rating of 158.3, while Peyton Manning had a Blutarski 0.0. Peyton Manning is their ultimate default, and he'll be their starter if and only if Brock Osweiler, who will start this week, stinks. But the fact is, they actually get a chance to see if Brock Osweiler can play while Peyton is on the mend. So while Peyton had a Blutarski and may be done, the Broncos' Super Bowl hopes may fall on the 6'8" shoulders of Brock Osweiler. Does he have it in the tank? We might get a couple weeks to find out. Otherwise, they fall back to Peyton. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Heads or tails? Kick or receive? With the wind or against the wind? Buy your friend a Bud Light. Buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar. Go to the opposing team's bar. Buy a round during the next truck commercial. Buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make two plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The deals start now at Sunrise Chevrolet with our Black Friday sales event all month long. Get 20% of cash back on a huge selection of new Chevys, like 12 695 off MSRP on Camaros and 10 grand off MSRP on Malibus. Plus zero financing for 72 months on select new 2015 Chevys. Massive savings on a massive selection of new Chevys all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Shop sunrisechevrolet.com today. On select new Chevys to qualified buyers. All rebates and incentives available to all included. $13.33 per thousand buyers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's sound.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Breaking news on Sports Radio 670. The Score. Here's Chris Ranji.
Yes, and that breaking news is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event. And as expected, Chris Bryant is the unanimous winner of the National League Rookie of the Year Award. He beats out Matt Duffy and Jung Ho Gung. He was the leader in all of these categories for rookies in the NL. Home runs, RBI, runs scored, OBP, and slug. They have not yet announced the AL winner. And if you recall last year, unanimous winner was Jose Abreu for the White Sox. And so, again, Chicago has another unanimous winner, this time Chris Bryant of the Cubs.
Thank you, Chris.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedies may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedies, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedies because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedies isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Varies by location.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bryant hits a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Back toward the wall. Cubs win! Cubs win! Chris Bryant, a game-winning two-run homer. Cubs win the ball game.
That is your National League Rookie of the Year by unanimous vote. Chris Bryant of the Cubs. And really, they're actually, now sometimes there's more than one you'd say you'd have a, no, not a chance.
No, this was Matt, a, this Matt was Duffy, easy
not
one.
A chance.
This
yeah.
is
not
about,
a chance,
about as easy as they get this year for a unanimous Rookie of the Year. And why didn't they call him up sooner? They don't want to win. What are they doing? I don't get it. It's fine. And he was called up at the right time to guarantee another year of service, and he was still able to win Rookie of the Year unanimously. Now, the question next year is, what position does he play? Still undecided, still of those the moving pieces to fit together that Cubs puzzle, and there might not be a single right answer. It might be difficult to do.
Although there seems to be a lean towards moving into the outfield.
Well, there always has been ever since.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know what? I thought he improved at third base, too. I don't think that was such a burden.
He did.
But I could be wrong.
He did. He played fine, but if you want to improve your infield defense and get another stick in the lineup, you could do that, too. And I think he can still be a plus defender at a corner outfield spot and in a pinch even in center. I don't know that I want to make him a full-time center fielder.
Yeah,
it's
but
certainly possible.
You need one.
You need one, and you need a leadoff hitter.
Yes.
You need both.
Mm-hmm.
May not be the same guy. It may not be center field slash leadoff hitter. You might have to find your leadoff hitter from some other position on the field.
Adam Eaton.
Fine. you're saying you want him?
Yeah, he'll start about July. He'll heat up in July after you're already 25 games on. He'll heat up for you. He'll get it going for you. Big time. Stir it. Yeah, man. I can tell you something. If you play as bad as you did for as long as you did, don't stir anything. Do me a favor. But yeah, the Cubs have some questions that maybe they'll answer before this offseason is over. I'm sure they will, some way, shape, or form. May not be the answer everybody wants, but they've got a lot of cards to play.
You want to know about the first year numbers of Chris Bryant and where they might stand with some historical context, Chris Komka of Comcast Sportsnet has just tweeted this. With the threshold of 25 or more home runs, 75 or more walks, and 85 plus runs in your year of your MLB debut, there are two who have reached those thresholds. Chris Bryant, and in 1939, Ted Williams. The only two in baseball history with 25 or more home runs, 75 or more walks, and 85 or more runs. Now, runs scored, I kind of quibble with, because that really is just a measure of your on-base percentage and your teammates' batting average. Because you're there.
Well, but
there.
You know, historically, though, that's what you call the fact.
Yeah, I don't even think you really need the 85 plus runs. If you could go with on base percentage instead, because then it takes out anything that the teammates have done. It would just be your.
Well, he just wants to limit it to Chris and Ted.
I think it's probably what he did for drama's sake. And anytime we used to hear those multiple category threshold stats regarding Ted Williams, it was usually Frank Thomas. Because remember, in his early years, it was the same thing. It was the average, it was the power, it was the walks, the on-base percentage, all of that stuff. Then there were doubles, and you would see these the only guys with this, this, and this, and this. And you can cherry pick for drama's sake, and guys often do, but it was Frank Thomas. It was mentioned alongside the splendid Splinter, and now it is Chris Bryant finding his name next to that of the irascible former Red Sox great.
You know what's funny? I was noticing this today because we had a fifth grade thing today, and I was attending a fifth grade class, and...
But just you're auditing just for fun?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah, you know, if somebody there. But I was looking at, and I hadn't really thought about it, because I don't think about baseball records much anymore, because it doesn't mean anything with what's happened steroids-wise and everything. You know what hasn't changed much? The top 10 batting averages of all time. All the other stuff is off the charts craziness. It's all, you know, take a look at the top 10 batting averages of all time.
Raja, right? Are you talking career average?
Career average.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't think it is going to change.
Take a look at it. I mean, it's the one thing. Other baseball, you'd go, oh, my God, you forget about it. But the top 10 guys of all time? Interesting.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. No surprise, but Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant, moments ago named the National League Rookie of the Year ahead of Matt Duffy and Jung-Ho Kang. The decision was unanimous. Bryant led all league rookies in homers and OPS. So for consecutive years, Chicago has a unanimous Rookie of the Year. Jose Abreu, of course, winning last year in the AL. This year's American League rookie yet to be announced. Zach Miller, a couple of touchdown catches for the Bears yesterday in beating the Rams, but he's already worried about this week.
It's just kind of living in the moment, I guess. At this point, we already went through the film, kind of cut it up. See what we did good, see what did not do too well. And now it's on to Denver. So, you know, we take it 1 week at a time. I'm having fun playing football. So
Bears play Denver next. Peyton Manning will not because of an injury. So Brock Osweiler will start. The Rams, by the way, after last week's game, have benched Nick Foles for this week. Case Keenum will be their starting quarterback. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo expected to be clear to practice Wednesday, should play Sunday. He comes back from a broken collarbone. The Bulls take on the Pacers tonight at the United Center. Tony Snell will get the start for Doug McDermott. This update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And engine threats lurk around every corner. Stay ahead of gunk, corrosion, and wear with the new Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, the best total engine protection you can get. Protect your car with a breakthrough in premium gasoline today. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You've got Boys of Mercy, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. We get out of here. My two favorite words in show business is in the house and ready to go. We'll visit with him in a little bit.
We'll have a guest joining us in just a bit. Mm-hmm. But you were talking about how the all-time batting averages are unlikely to change because people don't care as much about maintaining a high batting average. It doesn't mean as much. The highest active player on the all-time batting average list is 47th, and it's Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, that's right. Miggy.
At Josh Bagley. 3.2212. Just ahead of number 48, the former Cub, Hazen Shirley Kai Kyler, who is 48th. We go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. The Tribune's Dan Wiederer is part of the Tribune's multi-pronged coverage of the Chicago Bears, and he's with us now on The Score. Hey, Dan.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, my friend. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's been an interesting few weeks for this Bears team, and the storylines have certainly evolved in a way that I'm not sure that any of us were really expecting them to.
Well, especially contextually, because what we're seeing right now, not only the fact that their immediate next opponent has a quarterback crisis, the Packers are in chaos, and you're looking at another team in the Falcons that's holding a wild card spot that isn't really inspiring anybody. So this isn't happening in a vacuum.
No, and it's odd, because when the month started and you looked at the schedule, and I remember saying that, hey, the Bears have played really good football and hit December 1st at 3-8. And given the schedule and the way everything's stacked up, it just looked like a terrible stretch ahead. And the way they played yesterday, to be so thoroughly dominant across all three phases, has to just give you a tremendous belief inside Hallis Hall that this thing is pointed in the right direction. Now, I think the playoff talk is probably still a little bit too premature, but the fact that we're having it is a sign. And particularly where we were a year ago at this time, looking at a team in free fall, they've obviously gotten things together, and they obviously have this thing on the upward climb.
Yeah, even the mention playoffs is a complete upset. That's a complete upset.
We're
that's
having like, it by not
yeah,
having it.
Yeah, we're having by not having it. Because really, Dan, I mean, there's nowhere in God's green earth you expected this, that you thought you could even say it, even think about it, or say, well, you know what, when you look at the standings, the Bears aren't that far off. There may be teams ahead of them, but there's a lot of games left to play, and some of those are favorable to the Bears.
Yeah, and yesterday, to watch the defense play with the sort of edge that it played with, and then to sort of go through the depth chart and look at the personnel that they were using. Pernell McPhee is back home nursing a knee injury. You've got Jonathan Anderson, an undrafted rookie, playing, you know, 40 snaps at inside linebacker. You got a fifth-round pick at safety, and you really took apart a pretty potent offense in every way, shape, and form. After that first drive, obviously, it looks like Todd Gurley is going to run for 250 yards and four touchdowns, and then the next thing you know, they've got him shut down for the rest of the afternoon. I think he had 38 total yards after that first drive, and once you made the Rams one-dimensional, they were lost, and Nick Foles looked like Peyton Manning, and not in a good way.
Mm-hmm, you look like this Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I think it's actually too bad that Peyton Manning isn't going to play, because the Bears have a higher likelihood of winning with Peyton Manning out there and completely unable to move. And we were looking today, if in fact that is Peyton Manning's last game, it is by a mile the worst last game of any great or near great quarterback in league history. It's just the closest rating that we found, or that Scott from Davenport found for us, was Joe Namath, who put up a 17 rating in 1977 against the Bears.
And forget about the stats. Look at how it looked. You know, I'm watching some of it back today, and you know, he sets the record on that little four-yard pass to Ronnie Hillman early in the game. The next pass is a 3rd and 8 that sails 15 yards wide of his intended target, and it was just sailing passes and fluttering passes and just a bunch of ugly ducks all afternoon, and just sad in a lot of ways. And to have a sort of a milestone day go down the way it went down in Denver was surprising and, like I say, a little bit sad.
It was a little interesting, Dan, because early on there was a lot of pushback against anybody saying those things about Peyton Manning, which you just said now. There's people going, wait a minute, that's not so. Hold on a minute. You got to take a closer look. And I don't care what you say. There was a lot of pushback. I don't know that anybody's pushing back now.
No, and you know, 39 years old and all the physical punishment that he's taken, sometimes the body can't do what the mind wants it to do anymore, and we're certainly seeing some of that. And then, like we say, you know, this Bears defense right now putting itself in position to strike a little bit of fear in opponents that they play, because I think Vic Fangio has shown on a week-to-week basis that no matter his personnel, he can really dig into a preparation plan and get his guys lined up to take away an opposing team's strength. And that's very encouraging if you want to live back and revisit the Mel Tucker era of Bears defense.
Oh,
no, don't say that name. That name is anathema. We do not use it. We do not invoke it.
Right.
Hey, has John Fox been asked why he felt it important to withhold the status of three guys who didn't make the trip?
I wasn't in his post-game press conference yesterday because I was in the locker room, It's a little cloudy on what exactly happened. They did give the Rams and they did give the league the alert. Now the question I'm trying to figure out is who is in charge of giving that alert. Was this a byproduct of a front office regime that's still sort of unfamiliar with protocol because of how green the general manager is, or is this a media relations gaffe that they just overlooked sort of disseminating this information to the rest of the world? And obviously it raises suspicion just because of the tone that's been set really since August with all this sort of injury misinformation and hidden secrecy and all the unnecessary stuff that has made an otherwise, you know, encouraging and promising Bears season a little bit of a confusing and frustrating narrative.
Well, that's what he does. I mean, I feel the same way. I look at it and say, wow, I really appreciate somebody actually coaching this team, keeping this team together, buying into it, all the stuff we hear, Dan. And then when he starts speaking, you want to hit yourself in the head with a hammer. It's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? You're going to do that again. It's everybody and it's everything. And it just is annoying. And I agree with the injury stuff too. I don't know if it's who dropped the ball on that, so to speak, but somebody did, I don't know if he cares, I guess is what I'm saying, what people think or what people do. And I know he probably doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He definitely doesn't. John Fox lives by the philosophy that if you win games, the fans will love you. If you don't, they won't. Now, I would sort of question that line of thinking a little bit, because This guy won 4 division championships in Denver. He went to a Super Bowl. He had a miraculous season in the Tim Tebow year and one of the best offenses in league history the year they went to the Super Bowl. And yet when he left Denver this January, there wasn't this sort of outrage and disgust in Denver. I think part of that is because there was a little bit of a detachment from the fan base. Now, he's obviously in Denver never going to win a one-on-one war against John Elway, which it turned out to be. But I do wonder, in much the same way that folks here weren't all that distraught when Lovie Smith's time came to an end, I do wonder if that's some of it with John Fox, and that fans just become sort of indifferent to, you know, whether you stay, if you go, you go, and you know, we'll deal with whatever happens.
Last week, we heard Martellus Bennett go on a fun rant that was, I think, indicative of how he really feels when he was talking about tight ends around the league. And his stuff about how, you know, Jimmy Graham can't block for crap and all this stuff. But I don't want to talk about how many times I'm targeted because then I'm an a-hole and nobody's going to pay an a-hole. And he was pretty clear that he was complaining without complaining. It made it obvious to all of us that he is keenly aware of not getting touches, whether it was Alshon Jeffrey or whether it's an increased role for Zach Miller. Will this remain tenable with a guy who is as open in to talk to people as Martellus is? And we love him for it, but this is not a team that does like that kind of thing.
I don't think it's as divisive as, well, yeah, I will mention another name that you guys don't want to hear, as Brandon Marshall was in this locker room. And I don't think it's as toxic as that. I think Marty is aware of the perception of how tight ends are judged. And I think he is a little put off sometimes that the success of his career is judged by his catch and yards numbers when he is a very good blocker. I think this Bears regime, coaching staff, and front office was very curious back in the summer as to what kind of guy this was. And I think they were skeptical, to be honest with you, about whether they could coexist with a guy who is so free in the way he speaks and can be this way. But I think over time they've learned that on Sundays and when it counts, this guy goes really, really hard when he plays. He gives you a ton of effort in the run game, in pass protection, the way he blocks. You can't measure his statistics or his production strictly by statistics. And I think they've been comfortable with understanding that, hey, this guy has a certain kind of personality. But the way he goes out on Sundays and performs in a very versatile type role is very valuable. And so that's one of those guys that they're going to have a very, very big decision to make when the season ends. And there's a lot of those guys on offense. You look at this offense, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, Jay Cutler, Martellus Bennett, even all the way up to the offensive coordinator who may have some head coaching opportunities. They've got a ton of potential turnover on that offense. And there's going to be some really, really interesting storylines come January.
As we let you go, I kind of think, Dan, and we've talked about it a lot, I kind of think that Adam Gase is gone. I mean, I just can't imagine any scenario with all these job openings, and there'll be more, that somebody's not going to step forward and say, hey, whatever the hell is you're doing, you bring it here with us.
And boy, would that ever create a riddle for you as a football team and as an offense? Because you look at the progress that Jay Cutler has made, you look at his efficiency, you look at his ability to play within himself this year, and you say, did this guy finally hit a level of understanding of what's needed from him, or is he thriving in a system that has done a tremendous job of masking his weaknesses?
Both.
Allowing him to display his strengths, and it's a riddle they're going to have to answer, and it's not going to be an easy one.
Yeah, I think it's both. I don't think it's zero sum one way or another, and maybe there should be more trust. Cutler has burned so many Bears fans, though, that he's just engendered very little trust from people who may say, look, he's 32 years old, and he's at a point now where maybe he's just better at this independent of Adam Gase. I don't think that's necessarily true, but I think it's somewhere sliding along that scale.
There's definitely part of that. I wrote last week, the job that Adam Gase has done through these first 9 games, particularly with the turnover in personnel, with all the injuries on the offensive line, with Alshon Jeffrey's status being a day-to-day, pardon the expression there, given what they've done, and missing him for 4 games, being uncertain for a few others, and to be able to put together a plan every single week that deals with that flux and deals with it effectively has been really, really impressive. And it's a sign of a coaching staff that has really done a great job with the talent they've had available to them.
It's just like everything about it is smoother. Everything about it is just smoother, Dan, as you know. I mean, everything, you look at it, you watch it, much better. So, I mean, there's no doubt. Anyway, my friend, as always, we appreciate your time. You take care of yourself, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Dan Waiterer, Chicago Tribune. Terry's favorite 2 words in show business next on The Score.
Cub fans, a big congratulations to Chris Bryant for winning Rookie of the Year.
Bryant hits a high drive near the wall, at the fence, leaping home run.
From all of us at Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Berg.
He's a blessing.
Vice President of Town at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Nancy.
Hello, friend.
Called to secure a VA loan with the entitlement she earned stationed in Iraq. And after thanking Nancy for her service, David explained the benefits of VA loans, like financing 100% of the purchase price, no PMI, and being able to receive a seller's closing cost credit for up to 4% of the purchase price. David also introduced Nancy to his team of real estate experts. That includes a realtor to help her locate a home, a real estate attorney, and a home inspector. So if you are a veteran and you're purchasing a home and you want to work with a trustworthy, knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business that respects you and your fellow veterans and everybody currently serving your country, call David now. This is his new number, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit PearlDavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit PearlDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/life.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia and Magellan this Saturday at 7. My two favorite words in show business. As joining us, hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence. Are you a Bears believer?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I mean,
oh,
they're still closer to the bottom than the top of the NFC. So
But the NFC's deflating a little bit.
Yeah, there's some deflation there.
It is. There's definitely some deflation going on. And they catch a break. I think this week, I think Brock Osweiler's terrible. Having watched lot of him at Arizona State.
I do, too. Yep.
I think he's terrible. But you catch a break with him. You don't catch a break with that Broncos defense.
No.
They're very good. But you look at the game plans that have been put together, then what happens as the game is going on with the Bears? I think both of their coordinators have done a terrific job with this team. And defensively, agreed. I don't know how in the world, other than Jeff Fisher's stupidity, how in the world they were able to really, really shut down. And Nick Foles can't throw. That's the other part of it.
That's a problem.
One of the things you learned, he can't make basic NFL throws.
Correct.
If you want
he can't make this. He can't see anything.
I went over the game again this afternoon. Look at all of their, and I talked a little bit about it last night. Look at their third down and fourth down plays that they had last night against the Bears defense. They never threw a ball that went to the sticks. You end up on third and eight or fourth and six, and you're throwing 3-yard passes. It really made no sense. And then Todd Gurley not playing a significant role in the Rams' offense was just idiotic. When you're giving away his carries to Trey Mason, there's no reason to do that.
Shea McClellan demoralized their rushing attack.
He played a great game yesterday. Not good, great. He played a great game yesterday. He was their leading tackler. I think Sam Acho was right behind him. But they're doing it with dudes off the street. They're finding, who is this guy? Like
Fungio.
I mean, seriously, Bryce Callahan.
Mitch Unrath.
I mean, Fungio. Anderson.
Master.
He is.
Master.
He is a master.
He's a master.
I was listening to your show yesterday, and I was out running errands, and I love that one screaming Cutler caller who you were trying. You kept your composure much better than I certainly would have. But, you put him on hold and brought him back. And I'm not quite sure what the guy's point was, is that he doesn't think Cutler's good enough because he's not good enough relative to his contract cap hit.
But see, here's the thing. If you look at his cap hit, isn't he midway through?
Yes.
If
Spiegel was talking about this earlier today.
Yeah, he's what, 15 or 16? As far as cap hits?
He's 15th. He's in the very
middle. Yep. Yeah. That puts him, and he's got a plus 90 passer rating this year. He's been good. You look at his last 3 weeks. I was talking with some people on Twitter about this too, or looking at some of the advanced metrics, and I'm not, when it comes to football and advanced metrics, I'm not as sold as I am with baseball, because there's so many variables in each play. And like, even with Pro Football Focus, for example, Pro Football Focus gave Jay a negative 1.3 rating in a game where
yesterday
in a game where he only missed five passes. And something else that I think needs to be considered and something that he should be graded very highly for, you have a 3rd and 10 play where the play call is pass. He checks to a run, and Langford ends up getting it on the pitch play. That's smart quarterbacking.
That's not measured in those numbers. I agree.
That's smart quarterbacking. So I think they're both of these coordinators. I don't know enough about Vic Fangio to know if he's one of those guys that doesn't want to be a head coach, or if he does have thoughts about it. But there's no way in the world Adam Gase isn't getting a bunch of interviews when this year's over, and you just hope that Dow Loggins can pick up where he left off, if that's what they decide they want to do.
Shift changes. We got an outside guy, maybe. I mean, Fox is ready for this.
Sure.
Shift change brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, saluting military families, presented by Kia and Magellan this Saturday at 7. Lawrence, well, get the hell out of your way.
Thanks. We're going to do a little bit of Bears. We're going to talk about Chris Bryant winning Rookie of the Year.
How about that?
And if we have time, we're going to run. I don't know if you guys saw it. John Oliver did
fantastic.
A DraftKings FanDuel commercial. It was unbelievable.
And you're clear to do it? Everybody's cool?
Yeah, you're cool with it?
Did you check?
I guess we'll find out.
All right. Always better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission, right?
Yep. That's how I roll.
All right. Well, you're solid here, Lawrence. You're one of the best. All right. Quick thank yous.
Matt Bowen, Zach Zaidman, Dan Wiederer.
We think I got Quack Productions to have Mr. Matt Abaticola.
We've seen the possibility of terrorist attacks on our soil. There was the Boston Marathon bombers. That was a serious attempt at killing a lot of people by two brothers and a crock pot.
It's a new show. It's on a Food Network.
Did you hear the president get real Southside during the press conference today? And he was like,
salty.
Yeah, wow. People want to pop off and talk about stuff without a plan. I was like, whoa,
yeah.
51st Street in the house.
He'll be a guest on the first episode of Two Brothers and a Crockpot. And I
love Matt Abaticola. And he's our guy,
one,
Dale
plug
Jr.
It in. Step two, put some meat in there.
Eliminated. The best production man to ever live, Chris Tannehill.
Folks want to pop off and have opinions about what they think they would do, present a specific plan.
All right. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Sexy, we will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2633.